If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Facebook fires back.
Mark Zuckerberg said the allegations don't make any sense.
Talks on huge spending bill.
There's going to have to be give on every side to get this done.
Investigating FBI failures.
The victims did not receive the response they deserved.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's pushback this morning from Facebook after a day of explosive congressional testimony from a whistleblower who used to work at the company. Francis Haugen accused Facebook of choosing profit over public safety, pointing to internal documents that indicate Instagram can be toxic for teen girls. Facebook's Antigone Davis on CBS Mornings.
We made some adjustments to our algorithm to get people engaged in more meaningful social interactions. And we did that knowing that it would reduce the amount of time that people spent on our platform. It did, in fact, do that by 50 million hours a day. But in the long term, that's a better experience. And that's actually better for business.
And as we hear from CBS's Stacey Lynn, there's word from the social network's man at the top.
Mark Zuckerberg broke his silence in a Facebook post. He called whistleblower Francis Haugen's accusations deeply illogical and just not true. His response, directed at his employees, says, "I'm sure many of you have found the recent coverage hard to read because it just doesn't reflect the company we know. We care deeply about issues like safety, well-being, and mental health."
I'm Vicky Barker.
The more time I spend on Instagram, the more sad and depressed I feel.
Jada Bromberg is unsurprised to hear Instagram's own research found its content can harm teens. She joined it at 13. In the absence of a fix from the social media giants, she had to find her own.
I've made social media positive for myself by trying to figure out what is and isn't helpful to me.
President Biden took the push for his massive social spending bill to Michigan, telling union workers his opponents are putting the country's future at stake. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports on the effort to pare the plan down and reach a deal.
With members of the president's own party disagreeing about the scope of his plan, he's now telling them aim for roughly $2 trillion. That new price range just might be enough to win over West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
I'm not ruling anything out.
It's unclear how the proposed Build Back Better plan could be shrunk, but a group of House Democrats told the president they want to enact new climate change protections, paid family leave, universal pre-K, and extend child tax credits.
The Justice Department indicates it's going to review a decision not to prosecute two former FBI agents who were accused of ignoring sex abuse allegations against former Team USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco told lawmakers the Department of Justice was revisiting its decision not to criminally charge two former agents involved in the Larry Nassar sexual abuse investigation.
But I do want the committee, and frankly, I want the survivors to understand how exceptionally seriously we take this issue.
Monaco's testimony has given former U.S. Olympic gymnast and Nassar abuse victim Jessica Howard hope for real justice.
I truly was in shock. It's one of the first times that somebody from the government at that level has taken responsibility. There might actually be consequences. That gave me an inner security that I have not had.
The CEO of the Washington Spirit of the National Women's Soccer League has resigned not long after the team's coach was fired following a harassment allegation. It's the latest in a series of scandals to rock the sport. On CBS Mornings, Sinead Farrelly of the North Carolina Courage spoke about her former coach, Paul Riley, accused of sexual and verbal abuse.
Our institution failed us. The people in power, not just the coach who abused us, but the leadership team that enabled him.
allowed him to go coach elsewhere.
Federal investigators say they believe a ship's anchor may have hooked and ripped into the big underwater pipeline that spilled tens of thousands of gallons of oil off the Southern California coast, moving it close to a mile on the ocean floor. And they indicate it took more than 3 hours for the pipeline to shut down after the initial concern.
Governor Gavin Newsom and other California lawmakers are discussing banning offshore drilling altogether in the state and taking other measures to reduce reliance on fossil fuels as a way to prevent oil spills.
This is a moment to remind all of us. This does not have to be our future.
Only about 5,000 gallons of the approximate 125,000 that spilled have been cleaned up so far. Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Huntington Beach, California.
Also in California, Governor Newsom has signed two bills into law banning what are known as toxic forever chemicals, or PFAs, in children's products and disposable food packaging. And scientists are warning fire-retardant chemicals in electronics, furniture, and even baby seats could harm children's brains. Arlene Blum of the Green Science Policy Institute.
They continually migrate out of products into dust. And if you have a little dust on your hands and you eat a sandwich, you'll be eating flame retardants.
The Nobel Prize for Chemistry was awarded today to David McMillan of Princeton University and German scientist Benjamin List. A rude awakening at Kellogg's, the breakfast cereal maker. Production stopped yesterday as 1,400 workers went on strike. This worker on the picket line in Battle Creek, Michigan, says talks have bogged down over the past year on everything from health care to time off.
We have people that don't have days off scheduled for months and months at a time.
Well, CBS's Monica Ricks tells us a high-profile List is missing a name that's familiar to all of us.
For the first time in two decades, former President Trump is not on the Forbes 400 list of richest people in America. Mr. Trump has a net worth of $2.5 billion, but apparently missed making the magazine's list by about $400 million.
A new chapter in a storied baseball rivalry, Red Sox and Yankees, squaring off in the American League wild card game in Boston.
He swings and drives one to center field and deep. Gardner going back, looking up. Goodbye. Home run, Xander Bogaerts. 2-0 Red Sox.
First inning fireworks on the Red Sox network. New York starter Gerrit Cole was chased by the third inning. The Red Sox won the game 6-2, advancing to play the Tampa Bay Rays. The oldest living Major League Baseball player has died.
You may have seen him wave to the crowd at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland.
Here is Eddie Robinson now, the last surviving member of that Indians 48 championship team.
Last December, he celebrated his 100th birthday.
I used to say if I can live to be 80, I'll be happy. I got to 80 and then... I said, well, maybe I can go a while further.
Eddie Robinson played 13 years in the majors and was later a scout, farm director, and general manager. 100 years, it didn't slow him down too much. He started his own podcast right after his birthday. Peter King, CBS News.
On the hit Netflix show Squid Game, the phone number on an invitation card in several scenes is the real number of a South Korean woman. She's been flooded with prank calls and texts. Now Netflix says those scenes will be edited to remove the number. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.